Feral roosters and chickens, dozens of them, live at this old graveyard in Nu'uanu.
Chickens were crowing from 4:30 in the morning straight through till 5 at night.
Pearl Besserman lives in a condominium nearby. She's an author who works at home, but says she can't get much sleep. Besserman says she's not alone.
My husband teaches at UH. They were all over the campus. They were all over Manoa. They're running in the streets in Kailua. Hens with little rows of chicks following them. We found them at Cocoa Head Marina. So we realized that this is a big problem. It's island-wide.
The Honolulu City Council is appropriating $80,000 for a pilot program for feral chickens. That money, if approved, will go to the city's Department of Customer Service. Director Sherry Kajiwara says previous administrations contracted vendors to control feral chickens, but were not very successful.
From 2007 until 2013, we did about maybe 200, 300 chickens a year. And I think at that time the bid was about $60,000. And doing 200 chickens a year, you're barely keeping up with the population expansion.
That's about $300 per chicken. Kajiwara says her department is negotiating for a new pilot or test program, which she says will be humane when implemented in early June.
Instead of the one chicken running around in your backyard or your neighbor's backyard, we need to go to the root of the problem. We need to find out where these chickens are roosting, and we need to have a widespread program to eradicate the areas of roosting.
Council member Carol Fukunaga, who represents Makiki, Nu'uanu, and Kalihi, requested the money targeting the feral chicken problem. Fukunaga says that amount was increased by the City Council's Budget Committee chair.
Councilmember Kobayashi also expanded the amount for animal control by another $100,000 on top of the $80,000 to hopefully really help the Humane Society take care of some of the vicious dogs and feral cat problem.
That's good news for Councilmember Trevor Ozawa from Hawaii Kai, who welcomes the additional funding.
We have a real bad feral chicken and feral cat problem at some of our parks and at the Hawaii Kai Park and Ride right across from Costco. The chickens are living together with the cats. It's creating a lot of noise, and it's become a nuisance for those living across the marina.
The $180,000 animal control appropriation is part of the city's $2.8 billion operating budget, which will be voted on by the full city council June 3rd. Meanwhile, some residents are taking matters into their own hands. Security guard Russell Paiva is monitoring a homemade trap next to the Nu'uanu stream.
So we already caught two of them, one rooster, one hen. But, if the people stop feeding them, then they won't come.
But Nu'uanu resident Besserman says the problem is too large to be handled at the community level, and a more global effort must follow because of potentially deadly bird flu viruses as well as noise.
So it doesn't matter if you live in a shack or if you live in a mansion, you're going to have feral chickens running around and waking you up at 4:30 in the morning.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.